please tell me about your experience researching the sex trade industry in Illinois?
I have been since maybe the year at least 2000, which is now almost 15 years, trying to understand how the sex trade industry is organized in Illinois and who the customers are, who are the sellers of sex, and the whether the sellers of sex are voluntarily engaged in selling sex, or whether they are to some degree coerced into selling sex. This is a very difficult thing to do because this is an illegal industry, of course, and it's clandestine, it's very hidden. And people aren't walking around the streets, you know, with a sign around their neck saying that they have been sex trafficked. So it just takes a considerable amount of ingenuity to interview enough people to try to get an idea of what is going on in our state. Now, when most people think about sex trafficking, they think about people who have been brought over from other countries to the United States against their will, or by fraud or coercion. But we don't really know how many people we have here from other countries that are brought in this way. But I do know from my research that we have considerable numbers of Illinois residents, born and bred, who have been coerced or held into the sex trade industry against their will. We have no way to count heads. These people are very carefully hidden. The way most research is done is that we put together a representative sample on. And then if I could put together a sample like that, then I could ask the people how many of them had been coerced or were in the sex trade industry against their will. But I have no idea how many people there are in the sex trade industry in Illinois, and I have no idea what their characteristics are, nor will I ever have an idea about that. What we're starting to get, as we have become, we've awakened to this issue of sex trafficking, we have some cases that are being charged. These are real individuals who have been sex trafficked. And as we get more numbers, we are going to be able to say that we have charged and maybe hopefully convicted, X number of traffickers and X number of girls, women, and men and boys were involved, and the numbers are growing slowly throughout the country. So we will have real cases at least to start to put numbers to the problem. Now, in Chicago, since 2010, we have now prosecuted 90 cases of sex trafficking. We started with zero cases. So that's a huge increase, but it's still just 90. In the last published statistics from the Department of Justice were a two-year period, 2008 to 2010. And during that two-year period, we had about 2,500 cases that were charged in the United States. But if those figures continue to build, we're really building up quite a large number of traffic cases.
Why the increase?
I think the increase is due to several factors. One is the funding and creation of the federally funded local trafficking task forces and the training that has occurred under those task forces, because the prosecutor can't go out and find cases. It's law enforcement that's going to bring the cases to the state and federal prosecutors. And so the police officers have to make a large switch in their thinking. They have to think every seller of sex as a potential trafficking victim. And they can't see them as just a person who likes sex or who's out there selling sex or someone who is a drug addict and selling sex to support a drug habit. They have to take into their brain the idea that we do have some people out there that they're doing this voluntarily. So when they come across a person in prostitution, then they have to start asking questions. And And it's this new awareness of the problem. And then we have now have specialized prosecutors who do know how to charge these cases, and they do know how to get convictions. Unfortunately, though, this is an area that's fraught with difficulty because the best way to get a conviction and the best way to identify a trafficker is for the victim to tell law enforcement. And it is not, it's really, frankly, it's really not safe for a lot of victims.
How do women end up in the sex trade industry?
A lot of it, anyway, is due to poverty. The people who are victims of sex traffickers are mostly poor and very vulnerable because the trafficker will work on a person who is in that state. And the most common way, if you had 100 girls, all of whom were trafficked, girls and women, and you ask them how they became trafficked, you know, at least a third of them, if not more, will tell you that they were approached by a pimp or trafficker who became their boyfriend and provided them with money, clothes, love, and so on, a place to stay. Many of these girls are on the streets. Some of them are in foster homes. Some of them are in group homes. Some of them are, you know, they're homeless. And the trafficker knows how to find them and where to find people like that. So it often starts with this this supposed romantic relationship. And then the girl has the choice later on, do I lose this relationship or do I do what he wants? And so that's how they enter the sex trade. We do have probably about 10% of trafficked individuals are actually put out by their family. Now, this is not just in low-income families either. There's a lot of money to be made off of these girls' bodies.
Is there a typical age range?
We know that women in prostitution are all ages, but I can't tell you for the whole population because I have no way to get at, as I said, to get at the population. We do know from the comments of the male customer that the younger girls are in high demand. So we do know that the younger girl is going to be the target for many sex traffickers. But there are women of all ages involved in the sex trade industry.
When you say younger, what would you be thinking of?
Unfortunately, there are fetishes and there are desires for people of all ages. So we are talking from infants all the way up through through the age of 18, unfortunately.
Does prosecuting pimps, traffickers, and customers provide hope for reducing the incidence of sex trafficking?
No. If the demand is there, then you can take out a pimp or trafficker, but somebody else is going to pop up in its place. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't be prosecuting them at all. We need to. In the long run, it's not going to prevent sex trafficking. And every time we rescue a girl or a woman who is a victim of sex trafficking, another one's going to be recruited to take her place. This is an arena. This is one of the main areas where we need to eliminate the violence and the exploitation. And it's been a hidden area, and it's a very difficult area to gain any ground on. So I'm very interested. I mean, really committed to this area. I think what really motivates is interviews that I have done and some recently with survivors of sex trafficking. And this is a very traumatic thing for them to relive. It's very difficult to go out and talk about it in public. And I feel like everybody needs to understand what these people have gone through. What's happened to some of these people has just been horrific.